弟兄姐妹、朋友们平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace to you.
在座的有不少80、90，甚至是00后的年轻人。
There are many young people who were born after 1980s, 90s, or 2000s.
面对你们的长辈或者上了一些年纪的人跟你们讲起过去的事情的时候，是不是往往会心里有一种抗拒的感觉？
So when you heard the elders or some old people talking about things that happened in the past, so will you feel resistant in your heart naturally?
哎呀，又给我们讲你那老黄历了。
You're talking about the old calendar, old stuff again.
你们要忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑。
You should forget what is behind and strain toward what is ahead and press toward the goals.
其实，作为基督徒传福音，是主耶稣赐给我们的大使命。
As Christian, preach the gospel is the great commission that our Lord Jesus Christ gave us.
许多时候，在我们静下心来，聆听一个人述说他的经历或者遭遇的过程中，可能上帝就得着他了。
So many times when we calm down and listen to a person to share his or her experience or suffering, and at that moment, God's soul might be with him or her.
在我上小学4年级过完暑假之后，
So during the summer after my fourth grade of the elementary school,
我眼前的世界仿佛一夜之间全部都变了。
So the whole world in front of me seemed changed, all changed overnight.
我的父亲从一个曾经的老革命，为中国的内陆中原地区培育了无数人才的林业学校的建校校长。
My father used to be an old revolutionary and a principal of a school of forest in the inland mountainous area of China, and he helped cultivate many talents.
突然间成了一个叛徒、特务、走资派。
And suddenly he became a traitor, a spy, or a capitalist rogue.
那我也突然间从一个干部子弟学校的优等生，变成了地富反坏右的狗仔子。
And suddenly, I used to be the outstanding student of a Carter's Children's School, and then I turned into a puppy of landlords, rich peasants, bad guys, or like a
狗
righteous.
崽子，那眼见着原来在我父亲面前尊重有加的，我称他们叔叔的那几个老师们，带着那些学生造反派，带着那红造反派的红袖标，指挥着年轻的红卫兵学生，朝我们的家，开始对我的父亲开大会批斗。
I saw some uncles that I show respect for. They were actually respectful for my parents, but these teachers, they were wearing red armband as rebels, and they directed young students, Red Guards, to raid my family and also had meetings to criticize and denounce my father.
有一次，我听到一个邻居的老奶奶偷偷地溜到我们家，跟我姑姑讲。
So one time I overheard a neighbor grandma talk to my aunt secretly.
说他们对杨校长下手太狠了。
They treated Principal Young so badly.
把他双手绑在后边，脖子上挂一个大牌子，让他一个人站在一个单斗桌子上。
And his hands were bound at the back, and they hang a big sign around his neck, and he stooped down, standing on a table.
他们一边呼口号，一边拿着手里的木棒子打他的腿。
So they shouted slogans while beating his legs with a wooden bat.
最后用脚一踹，让他头朝地就摔在地上。
Then they kicked the table over, so my father, face planted into the floor.
那几年之后，我的父亲平反，恢复了校长的职务。
A few years later, my father, mishandled case was, redressed, and he returned to the position of principal.
那位曾经带着学生红卫兵大打出手对我父亲的那个教师，看到我父亲以后，依然又是毕恭毕敬的，杨校长好。
So that rebel faction teacher who used to like strike violently, later when he saw my father again, and he still showed a polite and respectful attitude.
那我的父亲，我的家人，包括我自己。 并没有记恨那些造反派他们的行为。So
my father, my family members, or even I, we never hate those rebels' behavior.
甚至连他们的姓名，连他们的面孔长什么样都忘记了。So
we even forgot their names or their face.
但是直到长大成人，在我的心中，在我的头脑中一直留着一个疑问。But
there is always a question in my mind, even when I became an adult.
为什么在同一个人的身上，在不同的环境下，会表现出反差那么大的行为？
So why the same person could behave so differently in different circumstances?
人的那里边深藏的那个恶念、那个狠毒是从哪儿来的？
So where do all these evil thoughts and maliciousness hidden deep in the heart, where do all these things come from?
来到美国，接触了圣经。
After I came to the United States, I got to know God, to read the Bible.
在我头脑中萦绕了几十年的疑问得到了解答。
I finally found the answer to my question that's in my heart for dozens of years.
圣经里怎么讲啊？
What does it say in the Bible?
世人都犯了罪，亏缺了上帝的荣耀。For
all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
原来那里边那个东西是由亚当带给我们的原罪所导致的。So
it's because of the original sin that Adam brought to us.
那个原罪是我们人类里边那个败坏的根源。So
this original sin is the root that cause human beings to become corrupted.
或许这个问题解决之后，是我们，是我和师母来到美国40天之后觉知，4个月之后受洗，4年之后就受感动，到神学院去进修，直到今天站在这里。So
after I understand this, and that's the why me and pastor and pastor's wife decided to believe in the Lord after 40 days after they arrived in the United States, and they were baptized after 4 months, and they were called by God and decided to accept the calling after 4 years to attend the seminary till today.
这本圣经给了我们人生一切的答案。
This Bible has offered all the answers to the questions in our life.
那我们今天就借着《使徒行传》10:36-48的经文，进入福音传向外邦的里程碑的高潮，也就是第四个里程：信而受洗，信而得救。So
today we are going to learn the verses in the Acts chapter 10, verses 36-48, and we'll reach the climax of the milestone of preaching gospel to Gentiles. That's the fourth milestone. It is believe and be saved.
那我们将从两个大的方面来学习和探讨今天的经文。So
we'll study the scriptures today from two aspects.
首先呢，是由36到43节经文向我们所展示的彼得首次向外邦人传讲和平的福音。First,
we'll talk about verses 36 to 43, and that's about Peter's first preaching about the gospel of peace to Gentiles.
大家还记得前面34到35节 彼得所发出的那个 我们称它是划时代的感叹吗?
So do you still remember the verses 34 to 35, the exclamation of Peter, which is, we call it, epoch marking.
使徒行传10章34-35节, 彼得就开口说, 我真看出上帝是不偏待人, 原来各国中的敬畏主行义的人 都为主所悦纳。
So Acts chapter 10, verse 34, Peter began to speak, I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts men from every nation who fear him and do what is right.
因为在彼得他的传统概念里边, 耶稣基督福音的对象是自古以来都是面对被称为上帝子民的犹太以色列人。
So according to the traditional custom or opinion concept, the target of the gospel of Jesus Christ is actually the Israelites, the Jews. They were called God's chosen people.
而此事彼得所面对的是一群曾经被他们看为不洁净的，而且从未他自己也从未与他们正式的面对面所看待的那帮外邦人。
Now what Peter was facing is a group of Gentiles who they used to see as impure, and this group of people they never confronted before.
所以接下来彼得所开启的也是一次具有划时代意义的一个演讲。So
follow on that, Peter's message is also an epoch marking message.
首先我们看36节到39节上半部分。 他在介绍耶稣基督的生平。So
verses 36 to 38, Peter describes the life of Jesus Christ.
使徒行传10章36节，上帝借着耶稣基督，他是万有的主，传和平的福音，将这道赐给以色列人。So
chapter 10, verse 36, you know the message God sent to the people of Israel. Telling the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all.
彼得一开口就显示出了他的顺服和极致。So
when Peter just started to talk, it shows his obedience and intelligence.
因为他既然已经顺服了圣灵的引导，认识到上帝对所有人都是平等看待的。So
he already followed, he was obedient and followed the leading of the Holy Spirit and realized that God treated everyone the same.
所以当他面对这些非以色列人提到耶稣基督的名的时候,
So when he faced these Gentiles and mentioned the name of Jesus Christ,
特别机智地强调，也是补充了一句，说他是万有的主。
And he emphasized smartly and made a supplementary comment, said that he is the Lord of all.
你看英文的语序比较接近希腊文，是最后补充的一句, is the Lord of all. 这对习惯面对以色列人传讲福音的彼得来讲，是非常难能可贵的一句的补充。
So this word, this is really commendable for Peter, who used to just preach the gospel to Israelites, not Gentiles.
他补充这一句，就拉近了他和面前那些听众的关系。So
this word really shortened the distance between him and the Gentiles, between Israelites and Gentiles.
如果按照彼得的习惯，他开始传讲福音的时候， 他通常是怎么讲的？一张嘴，以色列人呐，请听我的话，上帝借着拿撒勒人耶稣在你们中间施行异能奇事神迹，将他证明出来。这就是使徒行传前面2章开始的，这是他的习惯。So
he usually delivered a message to Israelites. You know, he would say like the in Acts chapter 2, verses 22. He would say, "Men of Israel, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs which God did among you through him."
但是大家注意到没有？虽然他机智，但是他在36节后边说将这道赐给以色列人，那当时舍身处地的想想这句话，他面前人听的是不是有点刺耳啊？
So verse 36, when he mentioned the message God sent to the people of Israel, so this the group of people facing him, they might feel its air piercing.
我翻遍了所有我能找到的中文译本，还是在四稿本找到了，说他借着耶稣基督，他原是万民的主，宣讲了和平的喜讯，把这道先传给以色列子民。So
I tried to find the accurate translation, and finally I found it in the Studium Biblicum version, which is the Catholic version.
仅仅多了一个先字。
So there is one word in that Chinese translation. That
这样呢，他就是不带优越感的、不卑不亢的，将事实摆了出来。
So in that version, it says, "Send the message first to the Israelites." So only this word "first," it makes difference.
所以接下来的话题就可以顺理成章的下去了。
And it shows that you know preaching gospel, there is no superiority. To preach gospel just to the Israelites. So
37节，这话在约翰宣讲洗礼以后，从加利利起，传遍了犹太。
So then, following that, he delivered the other message naturally, rationally. So verse 37, and he said, "You know what has happened throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John preached."
你看现在中文译本。 读起来呢，可能就更亲切一点。约翰宣讲洗礼的福音以来，那从加利利开始传遍犹太全境的大事，你们都知道的。So
the modern Chinese version sounds more naturally.
因为施洗约翰对以色列人而言，是旧约圣经以赛亚书记载的那一位什么人呢？是迎接弥赛亚救主来临，那在旷野。 预备耶和华道路的那个开路先锋，这是以色列人一直熟悉的盼望的人物。So
John the Baptist to Israelite, he is the one that's recorded in the Old Testament in Isaiah, and he is the one that prepared the way for the Lord in the desert. He is the pioneer to meet the Messiah.
但是因为外邦人没有对弥赛亚。 救主盼望的这样一个背景。So
the Gentiles did not have this background of expecting Messiah.
所以彼得在这里对施洗约翰呢一句带过。So
Peter just mentioned very briefly about John the Baptist.
他的重点在第38节。So
he'll focus on verse 36 to 38.
上帝怎样以圣灵和能力膏拿撒勒人耶稣，这都是你们知道的。他周流四方行善事。 医好凡被魔鬼压制的人，因为上帝与他同在。So
verse 38, it says, "How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and now he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him."
大家注意，在这里有一个行善事，这个善字，我们可能在新约圣经里边看到许许多多的善字，但这个善字和别的不一样。 这个扇子在新约圣经里边只在这个地方出现了一次。So
the word doing good here, it only appeared one time in the New Testament, but it means
这个扇子在当时呢是用以形容手里边握有大权，但是呢却。 那个词儿怎么讲啊？叫乐善好施的王的专门的称呼，是说那称那些乐善好施的王他所行的那个善事专有的。So
that doing good here, it actually means it's a special term for those kings who have power, but also like to show, who would like to do good and give generously to people who are in need.
这个扇子是专门对哥尼流来讲的。
So this term was actually for Cornelius.
对哥尼流可能会有双重的效果。
Maybe it means two things.
因为一方面前面经文我们知道哥尼流平时是乐善好施。
So on the one side, Cornelius, he usually would like to give, you know, give donations, help others who are in need.
但彼得这时候跟他讲说， 被上帝恩膏的耶稣是乐善好施之王。
So Peter mentioned here, Jesus Christ, who was anointed by God, is the king of people, those who like to help others.
那另一方面，哥尼流呢，作为一个罗马政府发放津贴的一个罗马的一个基层军官，所以他的。 所做的那些乐善好施的事情，如果跟这位王耶稣基督来比的话，那他们是不能够相提并论的。So
on the other side, Cornelius is a entry-level military officer, and he depends on the stipend by the Roman government. So what he did could not be compared to what Jesus Christ does.
这位行善的王的权柄是从上边来的。
The power authority of the king.
所以第38节经文这里，彼得宣告的耶稣基督呢，是他的人性和他的神性。So
in this verse 38, what Peter proclaimed is the humanity and divinity of Jesus Christ.
这位拿撒勒人耶稣在接受施洗约翰的洗礼。 的时候，他被圣灵充满了，而从上帝得来那属天的能力，他这个能力是能够战胜魔鬼的。So
Jesus Christ from Nazareth, when he was baptized by John the Baptist, he was filled by Holy Spirit, and he got the heavenly power from God, and his power is much more stronger than devil.
所以做了这样的。 解释铺垫之后，接下来的经文呢，可以说是彼得对哥尼流他们宣讲的一个小高潮。So
then the scripture followed by this, we can say it's like a small climax, of Peter preaching gospel to Cornelius, this group of Gentiles.
你看39节，他在犹太人之地并耶路撒冷所行的一切事，由我们做见证。
So verse 39 says, we are witnesses of everything he did in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem.
因为关于耶稣基督所行的事迹，作为驻扎在犹太省的军官，一名基层的军官哥尼流和他们的同僚一定有所耳闻。So
what Jesus Christ did as the entry-level military officer who stationed in the Judea province, you know, in the Roman military. So Cornelius and his colleagues, they must have heard about all this.
但详细的情况他不一定会知道多少。所以今天他面前站的这位是曾经跟随耶稣基督3年的一个大使徒彼得，他站在面前，他的话字字句句可以做见证。So
he might not know all the details about it, but now the great apostle of Jesus Christ, who followed him 3 years, was standing before them. So what he said should be true and very specific testimony.
那请问弟兄姐妹们，彼得接下来该怎么讲？
So now I would ask you to imagine what would Peter continue to say to them.
如果是你站在彼得这个角度上，面对哥尼流以及他的罗马军队的同僚和他的亲朋好友，会怎么样分享耶稣基督被钉十字架这个事？So
if you were Peter facing Cornelius and his Roman military colleagues, his family's friends, how would you share the incident that Jesus Christ was crucified.
会不会说, 就是你们这帮在耶路撒冷那儿的罗马驻军, 你们用鞭子打他, 羞辱他, 最后硬是残忍地把他活活地钉死在十字架上。
So it's you, Roman military who stationed in Jerusalem. You whipped him, you mocked him, and then you cruelly crucified him on the cross.
然后再激动地说, 你们认罪吧, 你们悔改吧。
You should confess and repent.
彼得怎样讲的, 怎样跟他们分享的?
But how did Peter share this gospel?
这就是39节下半部分的。 耶稣基督的受死，我们看彼得是怎样讲的。
So we're talking about death of Jesus Christ. So let's see how Peter said.
他们竟把他挂在木头上杀了。
So verse 39, they killed him by hanging him on a tree.
这里的他们指的是谁呀？
So who are they?
在初代教会时期。 罗马政府授予犹太公会大祭司他们有一定的自治的权柄。So
in the early church era, the Roman government gave the Jewish Sanhedrin, the great priest, some autonomous administration and judicial independence.
对他们民族还有他们自己宗教里边的一些事情呢，他们有一定的。
So they have the right to judge, you know, that's related to their own religion.
但是只有一项，判处人的死刑需要上报罗马政府批准。
But there is one thing that's certain: if there is death penalty, it had to be approved by the Roman government.
所以从表面上看，耶稣基督是被当时的罗马巡抚比拉多审讯了之后，遭受罗马兵丁的鞭打羞辱，最终呢。 被罗马的兵丁钉死在十字架上。So
on the surface, it seems like Jesus Christ was interrogated by the Roman governor Pilate, and then was whipped by Roman soldiers, mocked, and then was crucified on the cross.
所以从电影上我们看，他身边鞭打他的，逼着他扛十字架的，最后把他钉在十字架上面的。
So we can see from the movie that it is all the Roman soldiers who whipped him, forced him to carry the cross, and who were standing by the cross when Jesus Christ was crucified.
但实际上，是因着祭司长，是因着犹太公会，他们对耶稣基督医病救人行神迹奇事。 名扬整个犹太地区那种嫉妒心，那种痛恨心，以至于以他亵渎上帝之名等等等等罗列的这些罪名。But
actually, it's because of the chief priest, the Jewish Sanhedrin. They were jealous, and they hated Jesus Christ because he healed the sick. And saved the people through miraculous signs, and his fame spread throughout the Judea. So they profaned God's name and accused falsely, accused Jesus Christ falsely.
他们可以说是诬告耶稣定罪。
So they accused and convict.
所以，当巡抚罗马的巡抚比拉多几次三番地说。 我们政府不干涉你们宗教事务的纠纷，我查不出他有什么罪来，几次驳回他们控告。So
the Roman governor Pilate tried to dismiss the charges in the name of the government does not interfere with religious conflicts or I have found no basis for your charges against Jesus Christ, against Jesus.
并且比拉多要提出释放耶稣的时候,
So when Pilate proposed to release Jesus,
大家还记得经文中以及我们所看到的影片中的 一些场面吗
？So do you still remember the scene in the scripture and in the movie？
祭司长、大祭司、法利赛人以及众多的犹太民众，他们喊着说什么呀？除掉他，除掉他，钉他在十字架上。
The chief priest, great priest, Pharisees and the Israelites, the Jewish people, they shouted, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!"
这就是彼得口中的他们。
So, those are they that Peter mentioned.
虽然如此，但是。
So, though this happened, but.
我们看四十到四十一节。耶稣基督的复活。
So verse 30 to 31, it's about the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
第四十节，第三日，上帝叫他复活，显现出来。
So verse 30, God raised him from the dead on the third day and caused him to be seen.
大家注意，又跟大家提出来一个词，就是显现，是一个非常有意义的词。
Now, please pay attention to another word I want to emphasize here. It's 显现 emphasis.
那这个显现，我查了一下，这个词在新约圣经中也是唯一在此出现一次。
So it only appeared one time in the New Testament.
它的含义是可见的。
So the meaning is be visible.
按照字面，如果直接翻译的话，就是显现出来呢，那意思是赐他成为可见的。
So if you translate it, it can be, cause him to be seen.
但这个词在当时呢，是一个法律上的专用词儿。
But this word was actually a legal term at that time.
就是在法庭上将某人某物公开的作为证物呈现出来。
So it means, that somebody or something to be presented in the court as a witness.
所以这个词儿的使用，不单对罗马政府军背景的哥尼流以及同僚，他们那些好朋友，他们这些人是什么人？他们是懂法、执法、注重以法行事的一群听众。
So the usage of this term.To Cornelius, who has the military background, and his colleague, his friends, they understand the law. They were the people who enforce law and take action according to law.
所以是非常有力的，一个说服力的一个词儿。耶稣基督的复活显现是有证据，是铁一般的事实。
So it's very convincing, and Jesus' resurrection is true fact.
那这个词的应用呢，对彼得接下来要讲的是做了一个很好的铺垫。
So this laid the groundwork for the following message that Peter will deliver.
第四十一节，不是显现给众人看，乃是显现给上帝预先所拣选为他做见证的人看，就是我们这些在他从死里复活以后和他同吃同喝的人。
So verse 41.He was not seen by all the people, but by witnesses whom God had already chosen by us.
What? 读了这个大家不是
by us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead.
读了四十一节大家不说吗？你刚说前面那一节那个显现无疑出现一次，这儿怎么又出现两次、啊、
So they show it another time?
其实是显现给看是后来加进的词儿，为了帮助人理解，在翻译的时候，在他原文里边是没有的。
So the second time of the term actually was not in the original scripture. It was added later because of translation.
斯高本也是我唯一能够找到接近精确原文翻译的。你看他是怎么讲的？不是给所有的百姓，而是给天主所预拣的见证人。就是给我们这些在他从死里复活中复活后与他同时共饮的人。
So I found that the translation in the Student Biblical Version is still the closest.
从显现这个词 我想提醒大家注意的是什么？就是彼得再次强调耶稣复活显现是给谁看的。
So to be seen here, Peter wants to emphasize, you know, Jesus Christ, Jesus was raised from death. You know, to be seen by whom?
大家要注意，我不知道大家过去想没有想过这个问题。如果准确一点讲呢，就像斯高本翻译的，不是给犹太的老百姓看的。
It's not just for the Israelites, for the Jewish people.
给谁看的
？To whom?
是给上帝预先拣选的，能够忠心的为他做见证的那帮人。
So to the group of people, to the witnesses chosen by God.
就像今天的法庭开庭的时候，不是说大门一开，所有的人都可以进来的。
So just like today, when the court is in session, it does not allow anybody to go into the court.
要挑选那些对审判、对证词有帮助的人进到法庭里面。
So they will choose people who are helpful, for the judge and the testimony.
然后请那些公正的人把审判的结果写下来，写成报告，然后公布于众。
So then they will write a report and publicize it.
如果在场的人他有歪心不公正，他随便根据他自己的判别写出来东西了以后怎么样？可信度怎么样
？So if the witness didn't write what is the truth, so what will be the result be?
那圣经里边其他地方还写过，说主耶稣复活之后献给什么人看呀
？So in other places in the Bible, after Jesus Christ was raised from dead, you know, he was seen by whom?
彼得激动地讲的就是在哥林多前书十五章三到八节那里边比较集中地讲的，先给基法看，给十二使徒看，给五百多弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，却又已经睡了，后来先给雅各看，再先给众使徒看，在末了也先给我保罗看。
In this verses it showed, you know,Jesus Christ was seen by many disciples. So you can read the scripture.
所以主耶稣复活显现给他预先拣选的那些门徒、那些使徒们看。
So Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. He was seen by the disciples who were chosen by God.
那他后面提到说他们同吃同喝是什么意思？为什么要讲这个？
So they ate and drank together. What does it mean here?
就说明这些和耶稣活着的时候在一起的门徒，他们所看见的是他们所熟悉的耶稣基督的肉身。
So this shows that when Jesus was alive, the disciples were with him, and what they saw was the one who they were familiar with, who was true to life.
是有血有肉能吃能喝的耶稣。
So Jesus Christ was able to eat and drink and was true to life.
所以耶稣显现给他们那些是能够忠心的执行传福音的大使命，能够用生命为主耶稣的福音做见证的一群忠心的信徒。
So Jesus Christ was seenwas shown, was seen to the disciples who could carry out the Great Commission, who would be the testimony for Jesus Christ with their life.
如果意志不够坚强，或者是对主耶稣不够忠心，对主耶稣将信将疑。
So if they did not have strong will, they were not loyal to Jesus Christ, what they doubt about Jesus Christ,
甚至像那些曾经高呼将主耶稣钉十字架的以色列百姓、法利赛人、祭司长、大祭司，如果耶稣复活也显给他们看。
So, for those who shouted, you know, crucify him, for those Israelites, Pharisees, chief priests, great priests, when Jesus Christ was seen by them, if Jesus Christ was seen by them.
要么他们会不会吓得魂不守舍， 哇，鬼魂。
So they would be scared, lost their mind, and might thought it was ghost.
要么他们又会说谎，不知道他们会有写下来什么事情。
Or they would say something else.
所以我相信，今天之后大家应该明白了，脑子里要有这个概念。耶稣复活之后显现给什么人看呢？
So now
什么人？
So now you should understand and know this.
忠心的，能够去传扬大使命的那些人。
So Jesus Christ was seen by whom?
说的再直白一点，就是说，不是显现给那些他不认识的人，而需要接受福音的人的。
So he was not seen by those who did not know him, but by the disciples who can carry out his great commission.
所以这里边我还隐藏了一个意思，什么意思？
So there's another hidden meaning.
如果今天还有人说，如果他跟我显现了，我就怎么样怎么样。
Today, someone say he was seen. If I
如果他今天显现你的面前，你要发抖的。
If I saw him,
启示录里面怎么讲？他要再来再显现的时候是干嘛的
？Actually, you would be terrified if you see Jesus Christ today.
后面我们能看到。
So we'll see that later.
耶稣基督的救恩就是四十二到四十三节。
41-43.
42节，他吩咐我们传道给众人，证明他是上帝所立定的。要做什么呀？就是他在显现的时候要审判活人死人，他要做这个主。
So he commanded us to preach to the people, and to testify that he's the one whom God appointed as judge.Of the living and the dead.
所以弟兄姐妹们，耶稣在受难之前，在这个世上周流四方行善事，医好凡被魔鬼压制的人。
So before Jesus was crucified, he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of devil.
耶稣被钉死在十字架上，三天之后复活显现的时候。他吩咐使徒，吩咐信徒传他的救恩给众人。
So after after the third days, he was raised from the dead, and he was seen by the disciples, and he commanded the disciples to preach gospel, deliver the salvation message to people.
那耶稣再来的时候呢？怎么样啊？
So when Jesus comes again, what will happen?
他要作为全世界所有活人死人的审判者，执行的是那个普世的审判。
So he will be the judge of all the living and the dead, and enact the universal final judgment.
所以在接下来第43节经文，彼得一针见血地提醒他面前的听众。
So in verse 43, Peter.Sharply reminded the audience before him.
那意思是什么？耶稣再来之前，我们都还来得及，来得及。
So that means before Jesus Christ came again.
记不记我们那个小品
？We still have time to do things.
43节，众先知也为他做见证，说凡信他的人，必因他的名得蒙赦罪。
So all the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name.
从43节这些经文来看呢，从字面看，他所传达的信息可以说是一箭双雕。别看这么简单一句。
So from this verse and what the word, the message delivered here is actually a double-edged sword.
其一。虽然哥尼流他广行善事，罪得赦免，不是因着人的善行，而是因着什么呀？因着信。
So although Cornelius was kind and liked to help people in need, but the salvation of the forgiveness of sin is not because of man's goodness, kindness or good behavior, but because of belief.
当然，这里边也有一个吊诡的事情，就是哥尼流确确实实因着他的敬虔，因着他的祷告和他对百姓多多的周济，而达到了上帝面前，所以才蒙了圣灵对他的引导和赐福。But
certainly there is also reason here, because Cornelius was devout, fear God, and he prayed to God. He was generous to those in need. So God knows all about this, and the Holy Spirit guided him.
那43节的第二条是什么呢？就是罪得赦免的救恩是不分国界、不分族群类别，更明确的讲了，也就是说，哥尼流他们不需要你们，不需要加入犹太教割礼，只要信。So
another point here. The forgiveness of sin is not depends on one's nationality or ethnicity. And to explain it more specifically, Cornelius and his group, they did not need to join Judaism to accept a circumcision, but they need to believe in Jesus Christ.
但是有一个问题。 就是我在预备在读这段经文的时候，我脑子一直在想着一个问题，什么呢？我说彼得他何以脱口就说出凡信他的人因他的名得蒙赦罪。So
when I studied these verses, I always had a question in my mind: How could Peter just said this without thinking? This universal salvation, the truth about this universal salvation. Everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name.
这是依据我们今天认为的一个普世的救恩的真理。So
this
那在彼得他的长期的固有的概念里边是什么？So
so this statement is a universal, it's a truth about the universal salvation. But we can imagine Peter's old opinion, what he used to believe in.
在他的观念里面应该是凡信的以色列人。
So it should be the Israelites who believe, who believe.
所以我查了一下,凡信他的人必因他的名罪得蒙赦罪这句经文呢,在语序上,看出门道了。So
I analyzed this statement, the grammar of the sentence.
直接再找呢，就是罪得赦免，然后是因着他的名，任何相信他的。So
it's first is receive forgiveness of sin, and then through his name, and then everyone who believes in him.
所以我们可以想象，可以试着一下，如果我们是彼得，在当时在宣告的时候怎么讲？他激动的跟哥尼流他们宣告说。 罪得赦免呐，必因着他的名啊，任何相信他的。So
we could imagine Peter, proclaim all this excitedly to Cornelius and the group. Sin for be forgiven, and through his name, everyone believes in him.
他的话音还没落，圣灵就开始做工了。 我猜圣灵是不是对他担忧？因为他一旦一站着，凡是信他的以色列人怎么办？Before
he finished his sentence, the Holy Spirit started to work.
所以这就是后边36到43节的经文，圣灵打开向外邦人传福音之门。So
follow that, the Holy Spirit opened the door of preaching gospel to Gentiles.
那这个应该是48节到最后。So
48 to the end.
44到46节，圣灵降临浇灌外邦人。So
44 to 46 is about the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles.
44节经文，彼得还说这话的时候，圣灵降在一切听到的人身上。
So when Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message.
其实这个时候，彼得已经将耶稣基督的福音的信息完整的讲述完毕。
So actually, Peter finished talking about the gospel message about Jesus Christ.
耶稣的生平，耶稣的受死，耶稣的复活，和他所要传出的救恩。
So Jesus' life, Jesus' death, and the resurrection, and the salvation.
所以作为我们今天的人来看，彼得口中说的那个凡信他的人必因他的名得蒙赦罪，是再自然不过的事情。So
now when we heard Peter say that, everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. So it's a natural thing to hear that.
但是在当时，彼得刚刚明白了。 圣灵在几天前向他显现那个意象的时候，他刚刚明白那个意思。So
that was only like the time when this happened. He actually just understood the vision, that the Holy Spirit showed him.
而且立即引导他和另外六位受割礼的信徒，就是犹太的信徒。 向眼前这些未受割礼的外邦人改口，他们会不会犹豫啊？
So he just had the vision a few days ago, and now the Holy Spirit lead him and like a few circumcised believers to go with him and to preach gospel to all those Gentiles who are not circumcised. Would they change their attitude?
45到46节，那些奉割礼和彼得同来的信徒，见圣灵的恩赐也浇在外邦人身上，就都稀奇，因听见他们说方言，称赞上帝伟大。So
the circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles, for they heard them speak in tongues and praising God.
果不其然
，As expected，
那些奉割礼的信徒为什么稀奇啊？
So why were the circumcised believer astonished?
因为圣灵打破了他们头脑中的固有的传统的观念。Because
the Holy Spirit changed their traditional opinion, attitude in their mind.
可以说这个时候不单是引领，而且是催逼他们进入了一个执行大使命、传福音的一个新纪元。So
not only leading them, but pushing them into the new era of enacting the great commission of preaching the gospel.
我们看一节经文，前面《使徒行传》2章1到13节，这儿跟大家找出来几节。五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一起，忽然从天上有声响了下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子，又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上，他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。
Okay, I think you can read the English
version.所以，如果说《使徒行传》前面2章1到后边的13节所记载的是犹太人的五旬节的话，So
if these verses talk about the Pentecost of the Jewish, the Israelites,
那今天我们所了解的《使徒行传》10章44到48节接下来的经文所记载的，可称为是。 外邦人的五旬节。So
we can say that the chapter 10, verses 40, those verses, we can call it the Pentecost of Gentiles. Pentecost of Gentiles.
他们惊奇什么呀？说这帮说希腊文的这些人，怎么突然说起来我们家乡话呀？亚兰文呱呱呱说的那么流利，希伯来文说的那么流利。So
why were they astonished? You know, what they heard these Gentiles talk about, spoke in Hebrew or Aramaic instead of a Greek.
所以我们说，在圣灵的引导、赏赐，甚可以说是掌控下，历世历代以来犹太人和外邦人因着语言所形成的那种象征性的嫌隙、那种阻隔。So
centuries, there is a gap and a distance between the Jewish and the the Jews, Israelites, and the Gentiles because of the language. And
在彼得和哥尼流这两个敬虔顺服的历史人物所代表的两个群体之间，同样因着语言的互相的流通而得到了复合。Now,
because of the leading of the Holy Spirit, so these two groups, because of Peter and Cornelius, these two devout and obedient historical figure, and because of the language again, the two groups, they were united.
所以这段经文为我们今天的信徒做了一个美好的、生动的提醒和鼓励。So
this scripture reminds us，
在彼得顺服圣灵的引导，踏出了向外邦人传讲福音、领人得救的整个的过程中，主导是谁呀？是圣灵。So
because Peter was obedient, following the Holy Spirit's leading, and stepped out to preach gospel to the Gentiles. So throughout this whole process, who is the leader?
自始至终圣灵是推动者。
So it was the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the promoter from the beginning to the end.
所以今天我们只要有感动，愿意踏出传福音的脚踪，最终恩典成就的是上帝。
So today, if we feel touched by the Holy Spirit, and we would like to step out to preach gospel, and the one who actually gave grace, who accomplished this, is God, not us.
所以，从另外一个角度讲，今天我们跨不出去传福音的这个脚步的原因是什么呀？
So why we could not step out to preach gospel to others?
原因可能是我们还没有想到，我们可以对圣灵信任。So
might because we still don't trust the Holy Spirit.
或者说，我们还没有想到，我们可以为圣灵预留一个空间。Well,
we didn't think about we can leave space.
我们做不到的，圣灵会做。We
can leave space for the Holy Spirit to work. What we cannot accomplish, the Holy Spirit can accomplish.
所以看到眼前这样一个场景。 彼得呢，振奋激动，下边他做出了宣告。So,
facing this thing, Peter was so excited, and he made a acclamation.
这就是第47-48节，圣灵开启彼得全新的传道生涯。So
it's 47-48. Holy Spirit led Peter to the new ministry life.
47-48节，于是彼得说：“这些人既受了圣灵，与我们一样。” 谁能禁止用水给他们施洗呢？就吩咐奉耶稣基督的名给他们施洗。他们又请彼得住了几天。So
then Peter said, "Can anyone keep these people from being baptized with water? They have received the Holy Spirit just as we have." So he ordered that they be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked Peter to stay with them for a few days.
哥尼流和他的亲朋好友们接受洗礼的这一瞬间，为 基督教会的历史翻开了崭新的一页。So
at this very moment, when Cornelius and his families and relatives, were baptized, this opened a new chapter in the history of the Christian Church.
筑起了一座福音传向外邦的历史历程中的一座丰碑。It
built a new milestone of preaching gospel to Gentiles.
那请问，哥尼流他们接受洗礼之后，为什么要请彼得多住几天呀？So
I would like to ask why they want Peter to stay for a few days after they were baptized.
共叙他们互相冲破了千百年的阻隔之喜，还是畅谈他们犹太人与外邦人之间崭新的友谊之情？So
do they share the happiness of breaking through the separation of the thousands of years in the past, or they were talking freely about the new friendship between Israelites and the Gentiles.
有一个重要的原因，或许是他们渴望彼得多留几天，为他们开设受洗造就的密集课程。
There might be another important reason. because they hope Peter could stay for a few days to offer the intensive course of baptism and training for them. So they want Peter to stay a few days.
感谢主，愿一切荣耀归给他。
Thank the Lord. May all the glory to him.